Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey fam, I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, and this is the Red Table Talk podcast. All your favorite episodes from the Facebook Watch show in audio, produced by Westbrook Audio and iHeartRadio. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
Jada! Trey! Willow!
This is a first. Will has called an emergency red table. He called the executive producer himself, brought production together to have a mandatory meeting with his family about something that we have no idea.
Jaden! Willow!
I'm a little nervous, not sure what's going on, but he wanted to share it with you. All right, here we go.
Thank you all for coming. This is the first ever emergency red table.
Uh-huh.
Remember when you guys were growing up, when we would do the circle of safety?
Mm-hmm.
And what the circle of safety was, like, anything you said, once we called and established the circle of safety, you couldn't...
I'm scared now.
You couldn't get in trouble for it, right?
Yes.
Are we establishing
a circle? We're going to establish the circle of safety.
Okay.
So the way we used to establish the circle of safety, everybody would say a curse word.
Oh, wow.
Remember that?
Oh,
and that was how the kids would know that it was safe, because if they didn't get in trouble,
so
they
did. This is new for me.
Yep.
Okay.
So, Jaden, begin. You do.
Yes. There you go.
All right, so we have established our circle of safety, and I would like to talk to y'all. Shall we move to the table?
Let's get it.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
All right.
Oh, okay.
This is my first official
time.
This is like the first. Yeah.
Trey's at the table.
All right, thank you all for coming to the table. So, last month we were all on vacation.
Vacation is on now. Jaden is here.
You remembered the chef was making these incredible muffins. I would wake up in the morning, and I was usually up the earliest, and I would have, like, you know,
multiple muffins?
I would have, like, four muffins.
Four or five.
Well, what he was doing is he was making them hot. Right? Mm-hmm. So they were coming out hot. So for breakfast, I was having the four or five muffins. Mm-hmm. You know, Aladdin was successful, so I was like, muffin. You know? Then for lunch, I would have like a Moscow Mule, a little vodka. And that was pretty much my routine for the 10 days.
Yes.
Totally.
You saw I would wake up, eat five muffins, and go back to sleep. And then, if you recall, Jada and Willow made up a name. They started calling me Pudge Muffin. And I had gotten up to 225 pounds. And it was the most I had ever weighed in my adult life.
Oh, wow.
I got to 223 on Ali.
Wow.
And I got to 225 on the muffin boat.
But
were your feelings hurt? Because we did not
mean it.
No, you know what? I think that's what family is for.
Yeah.
Because you're usually so, you know
in
what
shape,
I mean?
And I was,
in shape, you
and
know?
I wasn't.
It was a cute little
I think
name.
It's cute.
Yeah, Pudge Muffin was cute.
We didn't mean any
disrespect
any
or anything.
I don't want to be a Pudge Muffin to my family.
Gotcha. Yeah, there it is.
You can't put the fate of the family with a Pudge Muffin. Yeah.
How did you feel getting on the scale and seeing how much you weighed?
I didn't like being 225, right?
Why?
I've never been 225, and I've lived most of my adult life and certainly my professional career in brilliant muscular condition. So I came home, and I was like, that's it. Well, back into your disciplined mind. I'm going to fast for 10 days. I did it, and I got to about 4 days, and I was, and I'm... Right? Because I was still taking my blood pressure medicine.
Oh.
So I started checking my blood pressure, and my blood pressure was way dangerously low.
Yeah.
So I stopped taking my blood pressure medicine, and my blood pressure normalized for the 10 days. And I felt as good as I had ever felt. And I started thinking, I was like, so wait a second. So I've been taking blood pressure medicine for almost a decade. And I was like, so do I have high blood pressure or was I eating myself into high blood pressure?
Right.
Got it.
I had the epiphany that I actually don't know anything about food. All of the time that I had trained and I know how to eat to make my body look muscular.
Right.
But I actually don't know how to eat to feel good.
Yeah.
I don't know how to eat to be healthy.
So you would only eat for your physical appearance and not for how you felt.
Not for how I felt. Deadshot was probably the tightest and the leanest that I've ever been. But I had headaches all the time. But I was like, it's cool because I'm squeezing
it's
down,
cool
squeezing my
I
body.
Look
I look great. I'm deadshot. And
wow,
I couldn't believe that I got to 50 years old without knowing you literally are what you eat.
Like nobody talks about food like that. Nobody really teaches children, people in general, about
nutrition.
Not a lot of kids know about their parents' health or even their health.
Absolutely. Nutrition is one of the hardest things for me to understand. I just even remember in nursing school, like nutrition is the worst.
Why?
Absolutely.
I feel like it's that for a lot of people.
I don't know. It's so complex.
It's like so very complex. It's a whole science.
One thing can be good for you, right? But then if you eat it at 3 a.m. and then go to sleep, now it's not good.
Now it's not good. Right. I eat food like an addict.
So food is your drug.
I love food. But I realized my relationship with food was I eat for fun.
Right.
I eat for joy.
Right.
And mommy had always said, she was like, you know, I don't really eat for
fun.
For taste, and I don't eat for fun. I was like, that's ridiculous. You don't understand food.
Yes, you eat for fun, but you're eating patterns, too.
Right.
Can you explain some of the strange combinations of food?
I've seen you go from chocolate cake to broccoli to a banana to peanuts to cashews and dried pineapple. To ice cream. No, literally within 15 minutes.
Yeah, but that sounds like boredom.
So I get bored and I start to eat.
Yeah.
I realized that I'm a grazer. I put something in my mouth every 30 minutes all throughout the day.
And we'd rather not eat.
Really?
Jaden
and I
of you. Yeah.
Rather not eat. It's uncomfortable.
My big problem is, oh, wake up in the morning, my stomach's hurting. I don't want to eat breakfast. My stomach hurts.
Will and I had a bit of an intervention with Jaden because he's a vegan now,
But we realized he wasn't getting enough protein. So he was wasting away. Right. He just looked drained. He was just depleted. He wasn't getting the nutrients.
Dark circles under his eyes. There was even a little grayness.
Yeah, to
like
his skin.
To his skin. And we got really nervous.
Yeah.
But you're definitely looking better now.
I also just want to say that I'm vegetarian, that I've tried to be vegan.
Vegan.
Because people get very specific about, we see you eating pancakes, I'm vegetarian. You know, I've tried to eat vegan meals. I'll go vegan for a week or so, but for the past year, I've been vegetarian, but everything you guys are saying is right.
Right.
I was just eating like 2 meals a day.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe one. Maybe just that one big meal, and I'm like, oh, you know, I didn't get around to it.
Oh,
and now I'm like,
that's crazy to me.
It's amazing how everybody just has a different relationship.
Yeah. It's so great you brought this up, Will, because we all have issues with food in this family.
When we were working out crazy like that, I had the same exact thing.
Yeah.
My stomach never felt good. Mm. I was always, like, lethargic. I had gas all the time. Never felt like...
Well, baby, you've always had...
No, but it was different. It was different.
No, you can't put that eating, on. You can't put that on your diet.
I was eating just for my physical appearance, but I was feeling terrible. For me, I have so much stomach upset. Like, I have an incredibly... sensitive stomach, and I just can't figure out which foods do what, because it just seems like everything upsets my stomach. So I just eat it and then deal with the upset.
Yeah. But see, that's the thing, Gam, because I have a sensitive stomach too. That's why you see how limited my eating is.
Yeah, you don't eat nothing.
Yeah, I eat the same thing every day because that is the food that brings me peace, keeps my stomach calm, because everything else just agitates it and upsets it.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Started talking about this incident.
drugs and the officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Since we're at the red table, and we're going to just put stuff on the table, how many times do y'all poop in the course of a day?
Oh, my God. Hey. It depends.
I can go 3 days without
you have to poop daily.
You might want to take a look at that.
That is not good, and that's why your farts smell like that.
That's why we're at the red table.
When I was younger, I would, no problem, 3 days without pooping.
Really?
But the beginning of last year, I started, like, being really regular.
3 times a day for me.
That's like what you want to aim for.
Never go to the bathroom 2 times in 1 day.
Really?
Never?
Never. So this is the perfect segue for why we are here at the red table.
Oh, man.
I'm hooking up a Smith Family Health Intervention.
Oh, awesome. I like this.
As a squadron.
For our family and for the world, we want everybody to join. I feel that first and foremost, food is medicine, and I feel that people can lead happier lives if they understand what we're putting in our bodies.
Yeah.
So we have a special guest that we're bringing to the table to come and assist each of us individually.
Wow, I've been wanting that.
Meet Mona Sharma. 15 years ago, she was sick, suffering from anxiety, 40 pounds overweight, and had survived 2 heart surgeries. Desperate to save her life, Mona discovered how to lose weight, reduce her stress, and transform herself into the picture of good health. Today, she's a renowned nutritionist determined to help as many people as she can. Get ready. The road to good health starts with 15 key questions.
So, everyone.
Thank you, Mona.
This is Mona, Mona Sharma, and...
You were, like, in the back going, oh, my God.
There's so much. My head was just going back there. I'm so excited to be here. You know, this is really my life work. It's interesting. You look healthy. You look vibrant. You're thin. You look fit. And yet you guys describe feeling weak, feeling frail, feeling having no energy.
Yeah, we figured out how to look a certain way.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean we feel
that. It's crazy because you can be super skinny and be so unhealthy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, I went through about 10 years of my life where I was stressed, I was overweight, I was put on beta blockers for a heart condition, I had 2 heart surgeries.
What?
Yes. But when I was like 40 pounds heavier and eating garbage, I was like, what is wrong with this picture? This is not how I want to feel. So my job is to help you know what allows your body to thrive using food as medicine.
Right.
Whenever I see new clients, I always begin with using a series of very detailed questions so that I really understand more about their health, but also their mindset. I want you to be so brutally honest, but let's get started with these.
Okay.
All right? The first thing I want to know from you guys is, how do you feel when you wake up in the morning?
Tired.
Tired.
Yeah, tired. Yeah, generally tired.
Tired.
I have to work to energy.
I never wake up like, not me. I usually wake up and I'm good.
Oh, wow.
I wake up and I'm ready to get up and go.
You feel rested.
Yeah, I've been waking up ready to like rock.
I wake up tired with aches and pains.
Oh.
My neck and my back. Oh.
My neck.
Neck, my back.
That's shame on us.
Yeah. No, but I've lived most of my adult life stunt training and all of that. I always hurt.
Any physical or emotional trauma in the past 5 years?
I went through a really crazy relationship thing that happened that was
insane. That would
insane.
Be emotional trauma, yeah. Anything that that affected you? Cause stress?
Cause stress, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm always stressed. All of us, I feel like all of us feel stressed. She's always stressed, and she's always tired. She's the most tired person I've ever met. But I think it's more emotional than physical a lot of times. Yeah. I think it's emotional, and it manifests physically.
What happens over time when we deal with digestive issues, headaches, trauma, what's happening in our life, little things, living with pain, that becomes part of your DNA. That becomes part of your thought process. What kind of information then starts going to your cells?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Nervousness, anxiety, worry.
Don't knock off the rafters, Willow.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being major stress, where do you find your stress typically?
I have anxiety, so like my stress, I'll go from 0 to 9, like instantly. And I'll just be like, and then I'll go back to 2.
I'm probably on a consistent 5.
Just 5.
I said consistent.
Feels like a 7 to us.
I rested 7.
We would say your resting state of stress is a 7.
I can have that.
I'll take your 5.
Yes.
Like right before Coachella, I was not doing good. I feel like I was at like an 8 of stress.
You weren't looking good at the time.
Yeah. I wasn't looking good. I wasn't feeling good.
You weren't sleeping.
I wasn't sleeping. I also had that one time where like I threw up that whole day.
Oh, yeah.
Your stomach was upset.
That happened twice, too.
I had the other time in Australia to where I was in so much pain in my stomach in the emergency room. It was one of those things where like they just give you like some pills.
That scared me.
They never.
I was about to hop on the plane to Australia. Like, I'll be damned.
We all were. Yeah.
Some of my family would say that I would call me, quote unquote, high strung. Yeah. I disagree.
Oh, yeah, Gam.
Oh, no, definitely, Gam.
You vehemently disagree. Wow.
No, you're high strung.
Yeah. So.
Stress can manifest in some pretty intense ways, right?
Yes,
definitely.
We'll dive into stress coping, all right? Raise your hand if you are an emotional eater.
Is an emotional eater like both ways? Because when I have anxiety or anything, I cannot eat.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm an emotional non-eater.
Emotional non-eater.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are you an emotional non-eater or emotional eater?
Emotional eater.
He's both, probably.
Yeah, but for me, it's like the better things are going, the more food is that gets dumped in.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Sleep is another massive pillar. Do you sleep well?
I don't sleep well. I wouldn't say I sleep super well.
Recently, I had the old man bladder. Like, I'd be going to...
Oh, really?
I'd go to the bathroom 5 times in the middle of the night. I'm like, come on, I'm going to just get a diaper.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, ever since I had
Listen,
kids.
I'm a straight just pee in the bed. I'm straight peeing in the bed.
Okay, who here snores?
I do.
I think I do, too.
I absolutely do.
You definitely do. What do you mean?
You're a hater, dog. That's the problem.
Yeah, you snore.
Jaden snores like he's a truck driver.
All right, any tobacco or marijuana users? Medical marijuana.
Don't answer that question.
Circle of safety.
Circle of safety has cameras now.
Everyone knows we're 420 friendly. Let's be real.
Okay. I mean, 420 friendly.
I know.
What the hell
what
is that?
420 friendly?
To answer that question for all of us, no. So that we can be clear.
Next.
Imagine you ask 2 people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
You mentioned cholesterol. Anyone on prescription medication?
I am.
Yeah?
Which is funny, because the doctor was like, I really don't think you need it, but if you want it, okay.
Yeah, I'm right on the edge.
And they started me just on a really tiny dosage, but more because of what my father...
My father,
he died a couple of years ago. And I remember sitting with Daddy-O in his last couple of weeks, and he had everything. Right. Diabetes and heart disease. Mm-hmm. It was really bad, so there were things that were preventative that I was put on for cholesterol.
You know what? Unfortunately, that is such a myth. We now know that your genetics is not your destiny.
Wow. Mm. Great. That's major.
So not going to your doctor, getting a prescription, if it's for cholesterol or whatever else, it's like, well, hang on a second. Let's look back and see, where does this come from, right?
Mm. What's the source?
What's the source? Yeah. The next question is constipation.
Is that
a regular thing?
I'm constipated a lot. I'll drink a bottle of water, of just water. I'll drink a bottle of just water every morning, and then I drink a cup of coffee, and that makes me go to the bathroom.
How many cups of coffee did you say?
I drink 5 cups of coffee a day.
Oh, wow.
Way too much.
Yeah, that's a lot, Dad. I didn't know you drank that much coffee. Much.
It's okay, guys. He's being honest.
That's right.
It's okay. Nothing wrong. We're going to work through it.
Thank you for sharing, Dad. That was very honest of you.
Thank you, Trey.
Much appreciated.
For respecting my coffee atrocity.
But I get the fam, because the fam, they want you to be the best.
They want you to be the best.
I get it.
Don't make that face at me on television, Willow. So there's two things I'm noticing, and I know some of it might have to do with my coffee intake, but I notice, so I play golf a lot, and sometimes I'll bend over to put the ball on the tee, and stand up, I get lightheaded. And I've also just started noticing a little bit of shake when I put the ball
no,
on.
Don't say that, Daddy. What? Please don't say that. Don't say that.
Okay.
That makes us all very nervous.
No. It's just really, it's miniature. I'm fine, Willow.
I'm like...
Dizziness, too, is often from blood pressure.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
We'll get to that. Yeah. All right, so constipation, yes. Poor digestion, excessive gas, they all tie together. And I've heard each and every one of you mention those things.
Yeah.
Do you know what the triggers are for you?
I feel like I'm gassy all the time, and I have no clue why.
Yeah, me either. I never... I like being gassy.
I don't
know where you were going with that one.
He's gassy all the time.
Yeah.
I know why you're gassy.
That was a joke.
No, but it's a joke.
How you know why I'm gassy?
Because it's your food combining. I tell you that all the time.
Oh, so now you're an expert, we didn't need Mona to come.
If you're going to eat broccoli and then ice cream.
Broccoli and ice
chocolate
cream.
Chocolate cake and an apple.
Damn, Will.
He goes, that's why he smells the way he does.
Okay,
and
no.
You do enjoy being gassy because you like punishing everybody, torturing all of us. Yes, you love it.
You know
it.
What, Mona? We digress. She digressed. If I could be less gassy through the questionnaire, I would like that.
All right, this is on the list. Decline in sexual interest.
Oh, absolutely
no.
Not.
Absolutely not.
I don't think I'm for good. Any of
I'm ready to go right now. I feel 16 all the time.
Jada, what about you?
I don't have a decline in energy.
I do notice when I eat certain things like arugula, and there's these certain things that I do eat where I'm like, I'm feeling good today.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I'm like, are you kidding? Really? That's how you were raised?
No, that means like...
That's from the pinky side.
That just means that's from energetic.
What about alcohol?
No.
Yeah, I don't drink a lot of alcohol at all anymore.
What about your relationship to... How often are you drinking alcohol?
Alcohol. That's my personal business, Jamie. You know.
So she asked.
I respect that it's your show, but at the end of the day, this is a house that we share.
I know, I get it.
On vacation time.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It was a lot. I had probably.
He can't even get it out.
This is in front of my kids. It's like now I'm a bad parent. One or two a week. One or two a week.
I just turned 21. So.
So you're thinking of stopping now? Now that it's legal, it's not fun no more.
All right, sugar.
Love it.
Love it.
Bane of my existence. It just puts me down.
It makes me feel drunk.
I love sugar so much. I love maple syrup. That's my favorite thing. Maple syrup.
Just drinking.
I just want to dip anything in maple syrup. Like, I will eat cardboard with maple syrup.
Let me tell you, he loves sugar so much. I went so hard on them as kids, not having sugar. He used to hide.
Orange juice,
candy. And so I was like, oh, man. He was hiding sugar. I was looking on his bed like, what is all of this gum and sugar?
Salt.
It gets me really like, yeah.
Love salt. It's like the balance, like salt and sugar. It's
I love salt,
something salty and something sugary.
Like the butter, and you got to melt the butter with the maple syrup.
Exactly.
And you stir the butter up in the maple syrup.
And then you dip the bacon inside of the buttery maple syrup, and then you eat that.
Jesus.
Your heart.
Honestly, I'm like...
dry, brittle hair. Split ends.
I'm just losing hair.
Me too. So we both would like... We would both like to stop losing hair. Me too.
So I really work closely with a functional medicine doctor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Mark Hyman is the best. He had a profound impact on the health of myself and my family. So I'm so excited for you to meet with him.
I want to say something to all the medical professionals that are here today. Then I'll use Mark Hyman.
Dr. Hyman is on a mission to save our lives. Author of 11 New York Times bestsellers, he's become an international leader in his field of functional medicine at the prestigious Cleveland Clinic. He's treated presidents, celebrities, and royalty. He says what you put on your fork is more powerful than any medication.
Hey!
Dr. Hyman, thank you very much.
Yes!
We appreciate your time.
You guys have a whole list of different symptoms that you're trying to sort out because your bodies aren't in balance. And so the tests we're going to do are, some of them are traditional tests, but some of them are a little specialty tests that allow us to look under the hood like a 1,000-point checkup to see what's actually going on underneath. We're going to start with a special test that looks at the size and number of cholesterol particles, much more predictive of whether you're going to have a heart attack or not. So we're going to look at all that. And then we're going to do some really interesting stuff. We're going to look at your poop, your stool.
Oh.
I call it the poop and scoop test.
I'm going to need at least 3 days to, like, give you that one. So.
Well, we're going to fix that. We're also going to do a really cool test called telomeres, which is the little caps at the end of your genes. They shorten as you get older, and they can tell you your biological age. So you might be 50, but your biological age might be 60, or it could be 30.
Got it.
Wow.
Got it. So you can change that. I'm 59, but biologically I'm 39.
Okay, Dr. Hammond. Okay.
At the end of the process, you know, we'll get a lot of information. We'll go over it and we'll tune things up and you'll see how it all works.
Love that. Dr. Hammond, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Love it. Man, that's going to be awesome.
I just want to say thank you for setting this up. I'm really glad that we did this and that we're taking the time to have these conversations as a family
and doing it as
in
a
their
team
life,
too.
As a team.
Yeah. Yes.
For our Smith family health and food intervention journey.
Yes.
Yeah,
I like it. Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
I like it. I like
we're
it.
Gonna
yes.
go.
It's going to be good.
My pee looks like beer sometimes.
Dad. Wow. Oh, no.
On that note, we're going to go get our test.
Okay.
Yeah.
Later this season on Red Table Talk, we have eye-opening results of our medical tests.
Ah! God! Did hers hurt like that?
Join our health and food intervention.
Head to our Red Table Talk group on Facebook for more information about health and wellness.
Let's get healthy together, RTT fam.
On our next Red Table Talk.
I don't drink before I go on stage anymore. Like, right. I used to just be like, whatever.
I'm sitting here with a whole different Chelsea right now.
In my family, I was the problem child. And I think in their family, I wasn't.
Did you feel like you were the white girl that was going to come in and fix the family?
Chelsea Handler faces her own white privilege.
I went up to her and I slapped her on the butt.
Really?
And, yeah. And she said, Black women have been defined by their hair and their asses for ages. You have no right to touch my body.
This is just such classic white privilege right here.
On the next RTT.
Okay, so we poop in the container.
Correct, and so, there's four containers.
All right, so you Humpty Dump.
Uh-huh.
And then you go in, you get some of the Humpty Dump.
Just get some on the stick,
on the
right?
stick, yeah.
And then put it in here.
Or no, you take it out, you put it on the back of your hand so you...
To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/redtabletalk. Thanks for listening to this episode of Red Table Talk podcast, produced by Facebook Watch, Westbrook Audio, and iHeartRadio.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.